Blog Talk Radio.
Time it is. It's 4:05, baby. 4 o'clock on Sunday. Yeah. Run it. Tree Love Playboy Comedy, baby. Get it in, baby. Out here chilling, you dig?
Oh. Can't understand how I last so long.
I must
have superpowers.
I do have superpowers, baby.
Get a clock in my
calculator, do the math.
Do
I made a song that made you move your
yeah.
And for the
last
300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump.
And they bump.
Get your beats, I heard 93 conversations like me.
I just turned up play one time and y'all coming to you live. You understand?
Every time you see me in. What's my favorite
word? My favorite
word. Why they gotta say it like shit? You know they can't play on my
screen. Hey, y'all gotta forgive me. I'm sipping on this. Yes,
blow the whistle.
Mm. Let me get ready to turn this up today, baby. Today's show topic, ladies and gentlemen, is one of my favorite subjects. This is actually the second time I did this show. I'm
going to
talk about masturbation today.
Texas,
baby. Don't lie, act like you don't touch yourself. Some of y'all ladies probably listening to me touching yourself right now. You can do it, baby.
Short dog with UGK.
UGK.
Really wanna be like me.
Like me.
Pretty girls
yeah.
VIP. They came with Drake.
Got my two lovely co-hosts in the building. Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. My little sister. Holding me down, my little pet back.
Bloody, been wide awake
yeah.
For the last few days. It goes down.
My manager,
don't stop. Just keep rolling.
The hottest
here.
Manager
crack,
in the game.
Can't stand, fall back.
Well, she can't help but be high as hell. She got the hottest brother in the game. You on the phone with him right now. Want to know the trailer play for a comedy. Y'all gonna see.
Like shut. Me,
yeah, my shit get around.
I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, Actation Hell. By my wrist.
About my riches, baby.
I'm proud of you, dude.
We looking forward to 2011, y'all.
You don't want
to
be like me. I come from East Oakland where the young kids like me. Blow it.
Blow it.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Got a shout out calling the EOTM Simpson. The whole EOTM family.
Too short.
Up all night, baby.
Apple number 16. Y'all can't do that.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Trey Love, one and only Playboy. Live on the radio. Here we go, baby. Hey, I'm going to just let everybody know this is the second to the last show with EOTM Radio. We about to round this year off. If y'all been paying attention and been staying close, y'all been here from day one, man. This show, we had this show. Actually, the first one was December 10th, 2009, and next week, December 26th. 2010 will be the last one. It's been a four-year run with EOTM Radio. They doing big, great, and much better things, and I'm trying to move on myself, you know what I'm saying? So we have love, man. We're going to go on and combine. We're going to get this thing knocked on out, get these last two shows out. Make sure y'all stay tuned because next week is the farewell show, you know what I'm saying? But stay tuned because there's a lot of surprises coming from your boy Trey Love. Y'all know I got too much to say. They can't contain me, baby. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the show topic. And I'm going to bring my co-host on in because, you know, we just going to go on and get it in today. We got 2 hours, man. I'm messing with y'all on Facebook. I know y'all should be getting it in with me, you know what I'm saying, and just hollering at me, chatting with me and everything. And we're going to go on and run this from 4 to 6, man, and have us a good time. First of all, manager amongst managers, women are one women. Friend of mine, I know she got to go. She ain't going to better stay through the whole show, but that's going to get her up. What's up, Don Whitaker, Breaker Don? What's happening with you, baby?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, everybody?
All I got to say is it's raining.
Hey, man.
That was a lot when they said it never rains in Southern California, wasn't it?
They are lying because where I am right now, it's blowing like a tornado out here.
Woo. Y'all, I'm so scared. Let me tell you something. I've been in the house. I only went out because it was Eric's birthday last night. Shout out to my cousin Eric Johnson, man. We did a big thing for his birthday last night. You know what I'm saying? His lovely wife, Leah. Our friends, April. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time, man. And you know that's your network. Don, I was telling my sister about how I actually met Eric, you know, hanging with you.
Yes.
Y'all went to school together,
you know,
right,
Yes, we went to high school together, so me and Ego way back.
That is such an ironic story, y'all. If y'all been following me, know any of my history, you know that my fiance, who I'm totally in love with and I'm going to be faithful to eventually, Yo-Yo, Why you laughing? Why you laughing?
Because
you're crazy. Anyway, her and Yo-Yo are sisters, and it's so amazing that as a kid I'm in love with Yo-Yo. You know, of course, who wasn't? You know, I was talking to a couple of my boys, and they was like, Negro, man, come on. She was everybody's crush in high school. You know what I'm saying? I told them they got to see her now. She done got finer. Like, how you get finer? Like, you be that fine?
Well, you know,
because, like,
yeah, Whitakers, we get better as we age. You know how we do it.
I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that because, you know, you ain't nothing to play with yourself, girl. I'm going to just be honest with you. You know, I'm glad that you're my sister-in-law because if you wasn't, I'm trying to tell you. What you laughing for? What's funny? See, y'all be killing me laughing.
Dang,
I'm putting a train
brother.
On you.
Yeah, we try to get
I'm
him.
Effing with you right now. I'm effing. Jane, hold on. I got to give you an intro. I'm effing with her right now because I got to catch up with her butt because she got to get off the radio. But, yeah, it's so ironic how, you know, being in love with her growing up and then, you know, meeting you and, you know, getting down with y'all and then you done brought my flesh and blood to me, my own family, man, and that's exciting family to be all the way in Los Angeles, California, pursuing my career and actually have relatives here that are, you know, the same age as me. It's like he ain't too young. He ain't one of them cousins about 15 talking about what stuff. And then he ain't a cousin that's like 87 talking about, see, young boy, you need to worry about going to heaven. Why does that all y'all kill me, y'all old people? It seems like the church is full of old people because they know they finna die soon. They like, shoot, I better go worship.
Okay.
I ain't going to be wrong. I understand. But thank you for bringing him into my life. All right, peep this. Now I got to bring my second co-host in, who is none other than the lady in my life. No matter what happens, me and her gonna have to be together. All the way from my mama's womb and the bottom of my daddy's nutsack. Live on the Trey Love Show. My baby sister. If I were a girl, Jay Love.
You still think I'm 9 years old, don't you? My
you
little girl.
Know, don't you? You are my little girl.
I see that.
You're going to always be my little girl. You and Candace, y'all, don't be trying to think y'all don't get too big for y'all britches. Y'all going to always be my lady. Jay.
Yes.
Welcome to your brother's second to the grand finale show. Hey, we got to do a big next week, y'all. I got some plans for next week. So this is the final show with EOTM Radio. I got some big plans, man. I'm going to send the program director some new music because I want to go out with a bang, man. We're gonna lace it up next week. This next week, man, I got a major star book. I don't want to tell y'all who it is, but I got a major celebrity guest going to call in and kind of give me that send-off, you know what I'm saying, to bigger and better and wishing EOTM bigger and better in their endeavors and bigger and better in my endeavors as we continue to grow as people. And see, I'm going to tell y'all how this works. See, one thing about Trey Love got class. You can ask any woman I ain't even with no more. I still treat them like they good women. I still treat them good. I love them because, you know, hey, that's just how you do. Just because we ain't together no more, it just didn't work out, baby. You know what I'm talking about? That's the ism. Jay. I met you, boy. What's up with you? How you feel about today's show topic? Jay, first of all, but you know, before we get into the topic, you know I like this gossip. How have you been? What's your week been like, Jay? Talk to me.
My week's been actually very, very busy. You know, like I said, I'm over 25 people for what I do from home with my business and everything. And then plus the fact I'm trying to take on another project. Well, not trying to take on. I'm actually taking on another project. I was supposed to go out of town to meet with some investors. Actually, the guy, he's with the Bohemian Club, which is really, really a big deal. You know, it's only, like, special privilege to be in with the Bohemian Club. But I have to send some colleagues anyway because I still have to work. You know, bills got to be paid. But I'm trying to keep myself in that loop. So just, you know, making moves, making money, doing my own thing how I do. That's all. No big deal.
Honey,
I'm not an entertainer. I'm just a business person. I'm not an entertainer.
Hey, but you know we come from the same room, so you know we both on the same thing, little sis. You know we got to grind and shine. You heard me, Church.
Yeah, I understand that.
I got both, huh, baby? What'd you say?
No, I said yeah, I understand that.
Oh, okay. Now I got both of my co-hosts on the line. Before I get into it, because I know you hit me earlier, you tried to tell me you couldn't call in today, and I, you know, that's an issue for me and you. I mean, I don't like that. So let me know how long I got you. Is she gone already?
Uh-oh.
Donnie Poo.
I think that was her.
Well, I know she probably had to go. She did tell me she had to go. She was just able to get the intro done. So, you know,
oh, okay.
I can't stand that. Hello?
No, this is Jade. I'm here.
Okay. Well, cool. All right, check it out. She probably had to go. I know she told me earlier she probably wasn't going to be able to stay on through the whole show. I told her at least give me the intro. You know how it is. People got things to do. I understand and respect that. You know what I'm saying? I got to bust move. So let's send love, peace, contentment, joy to not only my co-host, but my manager and my friend, as well as my sister now to be. Dawn Whitaker. She probably already off the phone. But y'all check her out on Facebook, Dawn Whitaker. All right. Now that we got all the hoopla and the fussing and the talking out the way, Jay, it's just me and you on the line. So therefore, ain't no wrong with it. Jay, come on, man, Jay, come on. Now let me ask you this.
What's wrong with that? What do you mean? I just said
no, but let me ask you this though, Jay. Like straight up, I want to run something by you. Being raised how we was raised, is there a quit gene inside of you, little sister?
Is there a what gene?
A quit, Q-U-I-T, gene inside of you.
Just to, like, quit doing something?
Yeah, like something that you put your mind to and your heart to that you say you're going to do. Do you have a quit gene in you?
Not something that I really want to do, no. I mean, it's just something that just...
Like, no.
No, but if it's something that I'm doing, like, I don't realize it, but I realize it's bad, then, yeah, I'm going to quit it. But if it's something I put my heart to that I want to do, no, there's no.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I want to make this statement, because I need the people to understand how Trey really operates, and they better know and realize and recognize that no matter what anybody think, no matter what they say, no matter what they try to do to me, as long as there's air in my body, I'm going to win. I want you to think about something, Jade, and I don't want to have to tell you. What did mama? How did mama raise us? If you're gonna do whatever you do, what are you gonna be at it?
You're gonna be the best.
The best.
Y'all if you are
understand. I'm checking out the play for a motherfucking comedy. I'm gonna be the best, nigga, till the day I rest and die. Y'all best trust and believe. All the listeners need to hear that, cause I ain't playing with y'all out there. I'm dropping a badass single next month. February. Y'all better check me out. I know y'all heard me do my little rhyming thing. Y'all mean do my little comedy thing. Y'all done seen me do my little acting thing. But I'm going to let y'all know, straight up, in 2011, I'm going to be a rock star. And that's church. That's real talk.
I talked to Christina the other day.
Hi, baby girl.
I talked to Christina 2 days ago. She said she liked your, you had put a video on Facebook of you. I guess, I don't know if it was a prepared rap or a freestyle, but she said she liked it. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Who?
Christina, your daughter?
My baby girl, my daughter.
Yeah, your daughter.
You talk to my daughter more than me. Ain't that something?
I talked to her two or three days ago, and she said she saw your rap on Facebook, and she had liked it.
Well, I'm going to say this. I hope my babies are listening. You know, our relationship, of course, I ain't going to even get into all that because, you know, I'm trying to build and not say negative things about anybody, but... if my baby is really watching her daddy stuff, and that's why I put stuff on Facebook like that, because I try to send direct messages to my children to let them know, no matter what you think or what anybody says or what you heard, your daddy loves you. And I'm glad my baby loved my rap, because she ain't seen nothing yet. I wonder how they going to act when they see daddy video. Hey, Jay, peep it. They got a Learjet lined up for me and Bentley's, man, and the club scene already lined up. And you know I'm a good-looking motherfucker, so we going to really do this shit for the video, for real. We're going to shine.
Okay. That's wonderful. It's only one way to do it. Be the best.
I mean, so that's what I'm saying. So, Jay, your brother's going into rock and roll, hip-hop, goddamn, you know I'm out to be the best. I'm going to win a Grammy. So to all the haters out there that ever hated on me and whatnot, tried to stop me or say something about Trey Love, I'm going to let you know right now. See me later, baby. See me 2011. I'm amped and I'm hyped right now because I know what's going on. Carla know what's going on because she heard the track. It's a very few handful of people that know what's going on. So I'm hiding right now. And you know what? It's hard for me because I really like showing people my talent. It's really hard not to play this for y'all. But for the family, for the people that support me, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't at this point because there are certain stipulations and certain regulations I got to wait and go through in order to release and drop this fire on y'all ass. But trust me, it's coming. And guess when it's coming? Everybody should be coming that day. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dropping my single on Valentine's Day, so that day, everyone's going to come that day. And speaking of coming, before we come, we're going to go. So I'm going to ask my program director to go ahead and get the song going. We're going to go and see what we got music-wise, and then see if we got callers. If we ain't got no callers, then we just going to run our mouth and talk stuff about masturbating for 2 hours, because I can do it. I can talk about masturbating. So,
There it is. Scoochie. What's up, buddy? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow lambs. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring. Chain.
Yellow
living room set. Lemonade green shoes for my girl.
Scoochie.
My problem's in those kicks. No 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking. Because it is a lemma. My wife don't judge your bitches, but you look more like a lemma. These sour apple bitter bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid, crazy, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause Cody's serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm standing lemonade. Sister is a fighter going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond brace, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pissing wearing Renan, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grits and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon. Let's go,
Jay.
Consistently, you know, she's been on Facebook, she was checking us out, and she, you know, she tried to play me one time, right? Like, 1 week she ain't call in, and y'all know how it is when you building your listeners and your audience. Like, I hit her up on the inbox, get it? I hit her, hold on, let me say that one more time. I hit her up on her inbox. I was like, yo, what you saying? She was like, I'm sorry, daddy. So, you know, welcome to the Trey Love Show. Keith, I heard you on the line. What's up with you, girlie?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good today. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, hi, sis. How you doing over there?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you.
Oh, man, it's like day and night. Are you really his sister? Are you for real?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God. You are so beautiful. You You have such a beautiful spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Thank
so
you.
So beautiful. Such a beautiful spirit. You're not scary at all. You're
difference.
So comforting. You think?
Yeah.
Well,
it might
I guess so. If somebody lied, they say you can't teach your dog new tricks. I think you can teach your brother a whole bunch.
Y'all ain't finna double triple. Well, like, hold on, I do like threesomes, but that's my sister.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't been in bed with more than three women before. I'm trying not to cuss. Dang,
you know
I cuss all show.
I'm scared. You know what? That type of lifestyle even scares me because you know females is nasty. They don't believe in washing their butts no more. You know, homegirl that did Kobe Bryant scared the hell out of me when they found her drawers. She had three different semens in her drawers. Okay, I'm done.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you remember when they had the case? They had three. She had three.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's nasty. She did not wash her hands and change her drawers.
She made it bad for Michael Vick. That's what she did. You know how it happened? I'm going to let you know what happened. Because when people was like, we got to take somebody down. So when Michael Vick messed up them dolls, they jumped all over him. They was like, we couldn't get Kobe because she had three different semen, so let's get the next best thing. Somebody messed over a defenseless dog.
Why?
Wow. And you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm glad y'all brought that up because I wanna give y'all some knowledge, family. Remember when Mike Tyson went to jail for supposedly raping that girl? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's think about William. Remember William Kennedy Smith? Some of y'all that know the history and was you know really paying attention to the news back in that time. William Kennedy Smith, who was a Kennedy? You know what I'm saying? Who I respect that family. I have nothing personal against Kennedys, but it's so funny how all the evidence was stacked against this William Kennedy Smith and he got off and the girl went too. Okay. I'm Trey Love of Playboy Comedy. I'm saying this right now. I want this show recorded and archived. If you come to my house or my hotel room at 1, 2 in the morning, you are going to get...
We know. You're
going to
get spit all off.
I'm putting it on you. I'm going to make you play with it. Something going to happen. So, yeah, my DNA might be on her skirt or her leg or her breast, something, because I'm putting it where I can. You understand?
Yeah,
so do not be coming to my hotel room at 2 in the morning and we finna talk.
You're going to blow up with it.
Yo, we wildin' today. We wildin' today. Hey, right, but I just want to say, like, straight up, though, you have to, you know, that's so true what you all said about them doing what they did to Michael Vick, because when they have a case like they did with the William Kennedy Smith thing, and then all of a sudden when the Mike Tyson thing came along, that was something that was good. Like, okay, boom, okay, well, we got to do something. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got to be mindful of that. And and that's a call. Y'all know I like to talk to my people, and not to say, you know, in no way, shape, or form, am I even in the least prejudiced, but I am black, so I go through black things, and I deal with black situations. So when I'm addressing my people, I'm talking about these African-Americans, these Indians that are with me, that are here, that are living this life, we have to be careful because there is a double standard. You know, when I start my other radio show, we're going to discuss that. So we got to be mindful of the double standard. Now,
no matter how much money you got, it's still going to be there. You still going to be in
there. It's going to be there. It's just there. You can't get away from it. But what I want to say is today's topic, we got to get into the topic because I'm having fun. And Shaquise, I appreciate you calling in on early, but we ain't even got to the topic yet. You know what the topic is, Shaquise?
Well, you ain't going to get on me for not calling in, so I made sure I set my alarm and everything for calling in.
But do you know what today's topic is, baby girl?
What is it about?
I'm going to tell you what today's topic is. I mean, it should be, like, you know, you should really, like, you know, I know I like it. And I ain't going to lie, that's my sister. I ain't going to put her business out there, but she human. I know she like it. I would assume that everybody on the phone like it, everybody on the lines like it, everybody listening like it.
Are we masturbating? Are we masturbating?
Yeah, masturbation. Woo! Masturbation. Woo!
Masturbation.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is. What the hell is wrong with you? You ain't been there, girl.
I like
my brother.
Girl, you turning me on. She like,
girl, please. I just got me a Dooney and Burke purse for letting my dude watch. Come on now, I'm not kidding.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
For letting him watch. Oh, I love it. Hey, check this out. We got another caller on the line. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller on the line from ATL. But stay on the line, Shaquise J. I don't know if Don's on the line, but I know I got. Oh, Don, you there?
Yeah, what's happening? What's going on, man?
What's up? Who is that?
What's going on?
Who's this?
This is D Magic, man. I'm just calling in, man. You know, just showing y'all love, showing y'all much love. You know what I'm saying, on y'all radio show. I love it, man.
Man, you know what, brother? I appreciate you for that. Say your name one more time, sir.
D Magic.
Hey, everybody, we gotta welcome E Magic to the Trey Love Show, and we gotta thank him for calling in, man. We really appreciate you. So, talk to us, D Mac. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us what makes you call into the show today, and give your opinions on masturbation.
Man, y'all subject definitely sparked my interest tonight. You know, I'm 22 years old, calling out of Atlanta. I'm a real estate wholesaler. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have a show on Blog Talk Radio very soon, dealing with finances and entertainment very soon. So y'all look out for that. I'm gonna send y'all an email on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, make sure you pay attention. The young man advertising his Blog Talk Radio site coming soon. Say your name one more time so the listeners know.
D Magic.
D Magic, y'all. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for D Magic. D Magic, you gonna let me get on your show, man? You gonna play my music on your show, pimp? I got some five tracks coming, man.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. That's what I'm getting everything right. I'm getting everything situated, man. I'm dealing with a lot of ups and downs right now, but as soon as I get situated, I'm gonna have that on. I'll talk radio.
Well, D Magic, I'm gonna tell you something. Go ahead, Jay. Oh yeah, my bad.
No, this is Shaquise. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, you can email me at my Facebook is Steadfast. This is my company. This is my company Facebook. Steadfast. STEADFAST. Investment Solutions at gmail.com.
Okay.
It's all about the people.
And
it's all about the people. So go ahead, brother. Talk to
us. Masturbation, man. Man, you know what? I don't know why a lot of people shy away from masturbation. Man. What's so? I'm saying, why do people shy away from that, man?
You know what? Let me ask you a question a little bit, D Magic, because I see where you're going. I see what your question is, and I'm gonna explain something to you. First of all, let me say this, and I do say this for my wonderful station, EOTM Radio, to let them know that and let the listeners know, and whatever FCC regulations, whatever Trey Love says on the EOTM Radio show is not the opinion or responsibility of EOTM, the family, or anything to do with them. This is strictly Trey Love's opinions, and opinions are only mine, and I have to take responsibility for them. I do have a lawyer to make sure that I don't get no trouble, though. But like I was saying, the reason why I think people shy away from masturbation, my personal opinion, and I know that people are going to have their opinions and say, oh, you this and you that, but I think religion has a lot to do with scarring us as sexual beings. When I say that, of course, I believe in God. I believe in the Creator. I know for a fact that there is higher beings than us, higher powers than us. You know what I'm saying? There's more things in life. I mean, life is too grandioso. You know, the fact that we come to this human flesh form and we have to die, that should specify and let you know that there is something bigger than us out here. But at the same time, I think that religion clouds us and we're taught not to enjoy our sexuality. I think that, honestly, that's where a lot of you know, and no offense to any of my gay family at all, but I think that that's where a lot of the homosexuality and things of that nature comes in, because, you know, you're not allowed to express yourself sexually, so therefore, you know, you're taught, oh, if you masturbate, it's a sin, you know, if you have sex before marriage, it's a sin, and I tend to disagree with that, you know what I mean? I don't disagree with God's word, but I think what messes a lot of people up, and, you know, men and women, sexually, is when you believe in everything you're taught, and that's ingrained into your child, it takes away from the reality. And the reality is, none of us would be on the phone. There would be no nothing if it were not for sex. You understand what I'm saying? Sex is what made us. You understand? My dad always jokes with me about me being one of the best nuts he ever had. He like, well, I remember making you. I left a party to make you. He tell me the story about how, you know, he left a Halloween party to go take my mama home, and she looked him in the eyes and said, let's go make a baby. You know what I'm saying? And here I am today on the EOTM radio show, Trey Love Live.
So basically,
of
some good stuff. I got some of that. And, I mean, I can, to piggyback off that, I can kind of agree that it is something that can be ran from because of repressed feelings that his society and, you know, a lot of society has to do with faith and religion has imposed upon, you know, the population. So, I mean, that is an extremely legitimate point that my brother has just made, and I agree with that. There's also another reason people probably run from masturbation is because, you know, different things, people, you know, either may have abused their sexuality at one point in time in their lives or have been abused sexually at one point in time in their lives, especially, you know, it happens to young kids. And then, you know, if you don't understand when you're a kid, then you maybe start to masturbate or tell yourself early, and that's a learned behavior. And instead of parents maybe addressing it, they don't know. They don't have a clue. And so that child or, you know, boy or girl, like, you know, the boy may start to, you know, have a switch, and the girl might, you know, become, you know, hot in the tail, and then you get told that that's wrong, and then, you know, you get those feelings repressed from those experiences. So it's just a lot of different experiences that, you know, it's for individuals. Why people tend to run away from masturbation. Now, if you were able to grow up as a healthy individual,
somebody getting a lot of feedback. Hold on a second. We're getting a lot of feedback from somebody. Is that you, Jay?
I hope not, because I don't have another phone right now.
I know. Yeah, you. I think you cleaned up. Check and see who that feedback is for me, program director.
Oh, it's not me.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
May I expound on that? This is Shaquise.
Of course, baby. Hold on, baby. Let's see what's going on with this feedback. I'm trying to reach the program director right now to see what's cracking, because there's a lot of feedback. Jay, your phone line is real bad, babe. I don't know what kind of phone line you're using, Jay, but your connection is really, really bad.
Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's not. I don't understand that.
Huh?
I don't understand. Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's not.
But see, you fluttery. Like, I can hear Shaquise, and I don't know if the listeners can hear me because I can hear myself, but I can hear Shaquise very clearly, but I can't hear you. You're breaking up real bad. I think the feedback is coming from your line.
You want me to call back or try to be
scared? Yeah, call back from another number, Jay. Call back from another number because you
I don't have another number right now. That's what I said. You want me to try to call back from here?
Just clear the line and try it again.
All right, everybody, we're having a little technical difficulty. It's part of what happens. You understand what I'm saying? We live on the Trey Love Show doing our thing on EOTM Radio. Sorry for that. And we're going to continue the discussion on today's topic, which is masturbation. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, masturbation. The gentleman, is my brother still on the line? Is D Magic still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, D, like your question. I appreciate your question because where you went was, and this is the reason why I like to do shows like this, you know, to spark a little controversy as well as have people think, because we are our sexual genes are really suppressed, and I think my answer is religion. Do you have any other question like that you want to or the way you want to bring up or talk about masturbation today, D-Net?
I think religion does play a big part in the shyness of masturbation. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, I don't know. I'm not that savvy when it comes to the Bible, you know. But so far as what I know, they don't say nothing about masturbation, right? But my whole thing is this. My whole thing is being able to express yourself. It's another part of you, you know. It's basically exploring yourself. You know what I'm saying? And
wow,
I'm gonna be honest. I masturbate all
the time. Go ahead. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, brother. You better be honest on the Trey Love Show. Now say it again, brother. Say it loud and say it proud. Say it, brother.
I'm not mad.
That's too, man.
But look, say it, brother. Don't want to say it. Tell the people, because I'm right here with you. Tell them, brother.
Thing is, it's like that's where also a lot of depression comes from, because people don't satisfy themselves. You know what I'm saying? You gotta satisfy yourself. Satisfying yourself is masturbation. Man,
wow.
I'm talking about it feels good.
Well, me personally, I like to expound on the religion aspect of it. This is something that I know for a fact. When the church conventions come into the hotel, that is when the rate of pornography being ordered heightens in most hotels.
Whoa!
Wow.
That's wild.
Whoa.
That's deep.
So
thank
you
for that tip of information. That's deep.
The pornography industry is a $40 billion a year industry, non-taxable, which they want to put taxes on, but they can't touch. You have to realize that. So when you see church members hitting up the church conventions in the hotels, that is when the rate of pornography is... That statistic is given all the time, because people don't believe that church folks is, you know, people like to point fingers at church going folks. So
wow.
That statistic has been brought out by the, you know, American porn, whatever. But as far as masturbation and I go, I've been knowing about masturbation for a long time. I want to say as early as 12 years old. Number one, I think a lot of women don't even know what their body is capable of doing. The average woman does not know that the clitoris has 3,000 nerves in it. Did you guys hear that number?
How, baby?
You guys listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Say that one more time, baby. There's a lot of feedback coming from somewhere. I'm trying to find out.
D-Magic, is that you? There's nobody behind me. That must be D-Magic, because there's nobody behind me.
I got you. Behind you.
Okay.
Ain't nobody behind you?
No. Not now. It's like this. The woman's clitoris has 3,000 nerve endings.
Ooh, say it one more time.
3,000 nerve endings. If she's not trembling, shaking, her back is not arching, she ain't putting no nails in your back, ain't pulling the hair out, somebody lying.
You ain't never lied. Trust me,
and
I know.
Now she can have a little one that might not do much. She probably missed it, you know. But
yeah, with the little clit. The little clit girl.
No, she can have a little orgasm, but the clitoris works like the penis. It fills with blood, and when it's at its peak, you have your orgasm. The man's penis, the head of the man's penis has over 1,500 nerve endings.
Talk about it.
So when you're talking about a woman exploring herself, whether it's with a finger or a bullet or a tongue, and... you know, that is a huge relief. That's relief. Mm. It's a cool off. It's a hold me over till. It's I feel comfortable with you now. In my household, when my kid go to sleep or when he's occupied, it's on.
Mm.
Between me and dad, it's on. As far as I have two toy chests. I have a quick kit, which is next to me in my bedside table. I have a quick kit, two treasure chests in the closet. I honestly have over $600 worth of toys. I am a frequent buyer from AdamandEve.com. They send me free stuff because I order from there. I have my most expensive vibrator is $200.
Damn.
And it's a rechargeable vibrator that goes up to 69 RPM.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do hear on the line, we have a caller that invests in her masturbation.
Yes.
Praise Allah. Ooh, praise him today for that. I'm sitting like, what?
You know, like I said, my dude gets a kick out of watching. He, you know, at any moment, you know, nothing drives him more crazy than walking in the room and I'm spread eagle.
Ooh.
I mean, I had him run it. One time he ran into our big screen TV, knocked it off the damn stand, flat screen on the floor, because he ran into the TV looking at me doing what I got to do because I heard him coming. So I hurried
Ooh.
Up and did, you know, I did it on purpose because that's the relationship
Ooh.
We had. He's a 47-year-old man. He's a 47-year-old man. And I'm 34.
Hey, so ladies and gentlemen, a 34-year-old girl and a 47-year-old man, and he's still knocking it down. Praises to that brother, 47 years old. I got a lot to look forward to.
He has no ED issues, none.
None of that.
I can blow his knee. I can get him to do at least 2-3 rounds in a night. So
You Shaquise, you be scaring me. She like, I get him 2-3 rounds in a night.
I'm an ultimate pleaser. I'm an ultimate pleaser. I believe in tossing salad. I believe in teabagging. I believe
Ooh.
In pro-nopolis.
Oh.
I believe
Hold on. I heard the toss salad. I heard the teabag. Take your time. I'm going to need you to go slow with this because I'm masturbating. So hold on. You go to teabagging. You say you do the salad tossing. And what's the other one? Boo-boo. Take your time with all the stuff you do. You said oral sex.
Pearl necklace.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds good.
Pearl necklace is when it's like they're what we call titty sucking, and he nuts and it goes up your neck. The oral sex, that's a daily thing. If he's not, just based on the way he's sleeping, if he's not sleeping right, he's going to get hit up. If I want something in particular, this is the game we play around here. You know, if he's coming in, baby, give me a dollar. He's like, what I'm going to get for my dollar? What you want for your dollar? It ain't about charging him no 50 and 60. No, baby, give me a dollar.
Hold on one second, Shaquise. My sister back on the line. I want to go ahead and jump in because we were talking earlier. We were discussing the topic. And I want Jade, I heard you back on the line. Go ahead and discuss what we were discussing earlier about masturbation, sweetie.
Is there still feedback?
No, you're good now, babe.
Oh, okay, because I cough on the same line, so I've just, okay. But anyways, what I was saying earlier was I agreed with what my brother was saying about why people tend to stay away from it. And, you know, kind of went on from there why people also tend to stay away from it because, they've maybe had bad sexual experiences or they abused themselves before it was a time, you know, for them to have that sexual freedom. Masturbation is not, as an adult, it's something that, you know, like Shaquise said, it's actually one of those things that it's supposed to be between two adults, and it's a great thing. It's not anything that people should shun or shy away from. I mean, sexuality, you know, and still piggyback off what my brother said, higher beings, if you really look at faith and religion and things like that, God created us to procreate. So how else are we supposed to procreate if we don't touch one another and ourselves? It's not anything that's supposed to be shunned or looked at as nasty. It's actually supposed to be welcomed. If you look in the ancient Hindu tantric cultures, they have sculptures of women squatting with fluids, leaving or secreting their vaginas because of things like the female ejaculation. A lot of women don't even know that they have a prostate and they can, ejaculate. So, it's more than just clitoral stimulation.
I ain't going to lie. I've made a couple of them. Like, when y'all skeet the stuff, like, when it be like, dang, she skeeted all over the place.
I don't know about that, Jade. I think that's very controversial with the prostate.
I have a book on it, actually. I could recommend it. I believe you probably enjoy it.
I actually had a chance to work with Dr. Sue and Dr. Ruth. I've actually had a chance to work with both of them. And
mm-hmm.
at the time, that was it's really controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Men really only have prostate because that is the sac, the whole, the semen, whatnot, the sperm. So, they can, God, what am I trying to say?
Take your time, baby, because it's good. Whatever it is you're saying.
You know, I'm like, you know, the men are holding the, you know, the semen and the sperm so they can help create the baby. That's the purpose of the sex. Now, women, it's a lot. It's controversial too with the squirting. Now, Dr. Sue Johansson says is that the squirting, in some cases, is urine, and I believe that because of the geococcyx muscle being weak. A lot of women have weakened geococcyx muscles because after birth, childbirth or whatnot, it can weaken up whatever other debilitating diseases they may have. It can weaken up, which may cause you to urinate during sex. I do believe
okay,
that.
Okay, Shaquise, let me jump in for a minute, Shaquise. I personally, I tend to disagree. I disagree. Let me tell you why I disagree. I don't disagree because of something I heard or I think this and that. Because of experience, there was a young lady who I used to engage in sexual relations with, and when I used to hit it real, real good, not every time, but sometimes she used to honestly skeet. And it was, and you know that, like you said, urine, we all know how urine smells. I mean, the like straight
there
up,
was
there was
a difference
no
in the smell.
Right.
It wasn't piss.
And
was,
the color
it was
is
like,
even different.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't
well,
even no color.
Point.
Like, I made her,
well,
I busted.
My point is controversial. That's what I'm saying. If that's my point, because you, what we have here, I don't know if you guys have them, but in California, there are several vaginal rejuvenation centers where they'll laser your geococcyx muscles back. You know, we usually do the Kegels to tighten back up the geococcyx.
My own girl, my ex uses the Kegel, yeah.
Right, so the average woman does them, so that way it tightens back up the geococcyx muscles. So a lot of women do, you know, do this, but if that doesn't work for them, they go to their vaginal rejuvenation, they laser them back tight. What they do is they just laser off a piece of that muscle, and it tightens back up. It just shortens it. That's all it does. But because, you know, some women do urinate. Some women don't. My case, I have urinated. I have done it. I have had spells where I've done it, especially after having my son. It happened to me. But I went to the doctor, and they was like, well, you have a choice. You can go to the vaginal rejuvenation and do this or that. We can tighten it back up, or you can practice your Kegels. Well, guess what? The Kegels did work for me. I bought the Benoit balls, and I did Kegels with them. It worked for me.
You, Shaquise, you ain't got no sisters, because you know what I like about you? Let me cut you off real quick, baby. We're about to go to the song in a minute, but before we go to the song, I just want to say, I really, really like you. You know what? I mean, any woman that got $17,000 worth of toys and knows intimate details about good, wholesome, pure, unadulterated sex the way you do, I see you, Stacey Briggs. Thank you, honey. That's my girl over there. I see you, Stacey. I'm trying to do my thing over here. But like I was saying, though, Shaquise, girl, with you coming like that, I mean, look at that was cute. With you coming like that, we're going to have to give classes because I want to ensure that all the ladies out there know. Not yet with the music. I'm going to tell you when to bring the music in. I don't know what I heard in the background, but whoever it was, we getting ready to go to one of my boys' songs, and before I bring it in, I'm going to talk about it. But, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that with this young lady, Shaquise, and my sister as well, it's good to hear you black females that are in tune with your bodies, that are not afraid to have this conversation, discuss sexuality, discuss sex the way you guys are doing. And masturbation, I think, is a very, in my opinion, this is Trey's opinion, I think masturbation is not only healthy, it is perfect self-discovery. I'm going to tell y'all a true story. I'm going to tell you a true story, and this is the God's honest truth.
You know what?
Well,
it might be a reason that's probably why I'm blind, you know.
You're stupid. She's stupid. She's stupid. Oh, my God. All right, family. What I want to say, family, is I want to tell a true story, and this is, I like to share my life with people, you know, because this is the life I'm living, and my life is an example. I'm an entertainer. I'm Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy, so I got to give it to you the way you're supposed to get it. So there's no sense in hiding from you, the people. I got to tell the people the truth. When I was a very young man, when I say young man, when I was a boy, actually, I went into a phase where I was about, you know, guys, we're like, when we get, and all the men I know can relate, when you're like 13 years old, something takes over your body. You know how, like, when you're a little kid, guys, and this is for my fellas, when we little kids, we go through that little, oh, I don't like girls. You know what I'm saying? We go through that little, I don't like girls phase when we like 7 and 5. Girls, man, I don't like girls. We go through that stuff, right? But ladies, watch your sons grow up, and fellas, you can attest. You be saying that when you about 7 and 8 and 9, you know, you playing and you doing the little boy thing and you shooting marbles and, you know, you learning how to play basketball and you watching cartoons and, you know, you just playing with the girls just to be playing. But the family, no, I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell y'all a true story. When men get about 13 years old, about 13, 14, let me explain to you what happened. For the ladies that got sons raising these boys, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Ladies, this is the time to start watching it. When he get his mustache, when you see that little hair forming on his lip, and when you see the little hair under his arm, and you see he get the hair on his pubes, that's where it's time to watch out, because what's happening is it's about time for that sperm to start coming up out of him. I had a wet dream. I was about 13 years old, and I ain't know what the hell, you know. I used to flirt with the women at Jade. You weren't even born. Well, you was born, Jade, but you don't remember when Mama had a job, because by the time you grew up, Mama had retired herself. But Mama had a little job doing social work, Jay, when you was a very small child. And, you know, I was like a little young dude, and I used to go to work with him. And they always just say, girl, your son's so cute. Your son's so cute. So I was a little dude, and I started, like, looking at these women. These women had anatomy, man. They had behinds and breasts, and I'm young and looking at them, and they touching me on the face and telling me I'm cute and stuff. And I'm telling you, ladies, when y'all be telling these little 13-year-old boys we cute, trust me, that little 13-year-old boy, he hear you. That's all I'm going to tell you. He hear you. He hear everything you say. He like, thank you for saying I'm cute. And trust me, when he get home, he probably busting one on you. But anyway, like I was saying, what happened was I was about 13. No, 14. I was in high school. And, I mean, fellas can relate to this. We get to that age. I had an erection every single day, every single moment of my life. I was a walking freaking hormone. I wanted some vagina, and I wanted some vagina bad. I needed some vagina. I wanted some vagina, and I had to have me some vagina. Now, Jay,
did you know what it was?
Hell yeah! Don't bitch, girl.
I'm
new
asking.
To it.
I don't know.
I'm true to it, Jay. Now, I don't know if you know my story, Jay. Do you remember Rochelle from Overtown?
I remember when you lost your virginity.
Okay, how you gonna say you remember?
And I'm just gonna leave it like that.
Hey y'all, hey family, my sister, hey all the listeners just heard it. My sister said I never get lost my virginity. So basically, Jay, since you know what I lost my virginity.
You want 14, I tell you that
one. Hold on, let me get to the story. But before, so Jay, since you know when I lost my virginity, what you know is I lost my virginity before I started ejaculating.
I know that, I know.
Okay,
that's why
so
I was like, did you really know what it was? Or?
No, but hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. Now you got me telling another story, man. It's funny, y'all. I was telling family I was way too young to be having sex, but hell, this girl gave me some and I was taking it, right?
Go on with the next story. You're welcome.
Okay. Hey,
I wanna hear Jay's version.
I'm gonna say this to the young boys that are lucky enough to have sex before you shoot sperm. You better enjoy it, because it's, I like to call it, the never ending story. You have sex till you're just tired. I remember when the girl said you finished, I just went, See, like, you feel like, I just had sex till I was tired. I wasn't shooting nothing, but my little ping-ping was hard, so I was all up. Anyway, oh, God, this is the best damn show in the world. Okay, now, let me finish my story, because I got to share this with y'all. I was a walking hormone, and, Jay, this is a testament to your mother. I want you to listen to this story, Jay, because when you do have a son, I want you to remember this day, because this day going to come. I went to my mama, Jay. Jay, mama was sitting on the bed. She was writing. You know how she used to write. That's where I get that from, Jay, that writing. I get that from her. Mama was in there writing. And I remember I just walked in. I looked at her. I said, hey, Mom, I need to talk to you. And I had this look on my face, and she was like, what, baby? Sit down. I sat down. I said, Mama, look. I said, Mom, I'm horny. I said, and I want her. And I said this to my mama, y'all, 14 years old. I straight up held my head, because this is what men go through. See, people be lying to themselves. I said, Mama,
now, just
I
wait
want
a minute. Before you go into all that, you have to explain how our mother was. so they would understand why you could go to our mother about that.
Well, Mama was the real deal, Holyfield. I'll let you explain how Mama was, but I'm gonna finish the story and then we're gonna go to song.
Well, was a type of person, you know, and I mean, I heard the story directly from her and you as well. You know, she walked in on my brother and his first wife in the bathroom, and you know, she would give advice and tips. You know, let them know it's good in the water. So
I remember that.
To understand that, you know, a boy as a young man
could
go to
his first wife. Jay, you said his first wife. Like, I got about 13,000 in a month. Jay said his first wife. Hey, but listen, family, let me finish the story, and then we're going to go into music, and then we got to come back because Shaquille's got a story, and it's 5
ain't
o'clock,
fair.
Y'all.
I want to hear Jay's version. I want to hear her version.
Listen, Shaquille, let me finish telling this story. We're going to go. I got to play one of my boys' songs, and then we're going to come back, man. We're going to finish out the show. But I want to finish the story first. I want to tell y'all. So I was like, Mama.
Okay.
And I swear to God, this is how I went, y'all. I promise you, 14-year-old Trey Love, y'all. 14-year-old Jewish, y'all, back in the days, going to Pace High School. Some of y'all remember me from there, right? I said, Mama. And I had this look on my face, y'all. I was in a cold sweat. And I said, Mama, I don't know what's wrong with me. I said, Mama, I just want to fuck. I said, Mama, my dick hard all the time. I said, Mama, I be in school, and I be looking at the girls, and I be scared because I be really wanting to, like, fuck them. Like, what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Let me tell y'all what kind of mama I had, y'all. You know what my mama did, y'all? She ain't break a sweat. She ain't motherfucking, like, look at me or, oh, I can't believe this, or, oh, you need to pray on that. She ain't do none of that. This is why I'm the man I am today, and I thank God for that lady, man. Mama, I still love you. Rest in peace. Mama said, you know what, son? That's very normal, and that's very natural. She said, there's nothing wrong with you, young man, but what you need to learn how to do is masturbate. She said, you need to learn how to beat your meat. I said, what's that, Mama? She say, you got to play with yourself, baby. She say, all the tension that you feeling right now, you need to be able to release that. She said, go on in and, you know, learn how to play with your penis. I promise to God, y'all, I left my mama room. I went and got in the tub. And ladies and gentlemen, go on and get that song ready, Carla. Don't play it yet, but just get it ready because I'm going to go in the song. But I'm going to go in the song as I finish this story because I got to tell the family what happened. I need everybody to listen. Take a moment, y'all. Just, if you're sipping on something while you're listening to this trailer, please sip because I'm going to take you with me right now.
Don't worry, I am.
I went sip, baby. Sip, Shaquise. Family, well, I went into the bathroom, y'all, and I ran me a tub of water. All y'all, and I laid in the water. And y'all, there was some Vaseline on the thing, right? Y'all, I took that Vaseline and I put some. Ooh, I'm getting hot. Hold on, y'all.
Okay, remember your sister is on the phone. You don't have to go into that.
Well, close your ears. You know me. You know me. That's my little sister. Look at that. Your sister is on the phone. Anyway, y'all.
I'm like hearing that.
I put me
like
some
the first
Vaseline
time I saw you stripping.
Shut up, Jay. Hey, but tell the truth. Did I do good at stripping? No, I was a cold stripper. What did I tell him, Jay?
I want to hear Jay first.
Y'all don't know me out there, EOTM. Trey Love, the Playboy and Comedy, used to be a male exotic entertainer. I keep telling you, I got a big situation. Anyway, so right, y'all.
Anyway.
Big old resume.
So, y'all, I'm in the tub, and I put that Vaseline in my hand. Oh, and I started rubbing on my thing. And I promise you, you ever seen the commercial, how many licks does it take to get to the bottom of a Tootsie Pop? Y'all, I swear to God, I was so horny. This is the first time, I remember the first time I masturbated. Y'all, I rubbed my penis one time, and I promise you, I came so hard that I lost a complexion. I was already light-skinned. And it oozed out of me, y'all. Oh, it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful feeling. It was like a gallon. I swear, it was a gallon. Ladies and gentlemen, this was my first orgasm masturbating. And I promise you, it was a pleasure to have. And some of you ladies, I'm sure, would have enjoyed to be there. And you know what? Quite honestly, I wish some of you were there. Not you, Jade, my sister. But
of course, the rest of you ladies.
But, Shaquise, I mean, hey, it would have been nice to have you close. I mean, you could have really joined
me for
that moment.
Did this happen in Miramar, or was this a...
I don't know. You know what? Dang, I was a little freak. You probably wouldn't have had the attention. I probably would have gobbled you.
Ooh. She got money.
I'm like, should I get off the phone? Should I exit the phone?
Hey, but listen, yo, I ain't gonna lie to you, yo. That was the best. Oh my God. Like to this day. And to the young lady who I was going to my senior Edward Pace, yes, my mother did have me in private school because I was a badass. Her name was Tanya. Tanya, you were so fine, baby. You had that big round butt. And I'm gonna let you know to this day, I hope Tanya's listening. She probably is. I know my boy gonna call. You know Tanya, Trey said the first time he masturbated, it was off of you. Yeah, so Tanya, with your big old pretty behind. Now, with that being said, being all the way from Miami, yo, it's a cat that since I've been in L.A., y'all seen the Trey Love Show when I did it on Pac Stereo. My first guest was none other than my main man, Lil Zane. I got nothing but love in my heart, mind, body, and soul for that brother because every time I see that brother, he show love. And I'm going to tell y'all something, family. Being in L.A., it really humanizes the entertainment industry because these big major stars are people just like us, and I enjoy having friendships with people such as Zane. So when you my friend and you down with me, you know I got to support you. So we got to give his cut a spin, baby. Go on and put it in my lap, Lil Zane, baby.
Oh, man.
Put it in my lap.
Single.
Yo, welcome back to the Trey Love Radio Show, yo, on EOTM Radio. That was our commercial break, man. Y'all heard my main man, Lil Zane, man. Got to shout that brother out, man. He's doing some big things. Got to shout his manager, Moses, out, man. Go to YouTube, y'all. If y'all on Facebook, check out the Trey Love Show. I just posted a link where me and my main man, Zane, was live on the Trey Love Show, man. Good brother, man. Really doing his thing out here. Y'all seen him in Dr. Dolittle with Eddie Murphy, man. Y'all know he got albums and stuff dropping. So make sure y'all pay attention to Lil Zane. And quiet as kept, I don't want to really let too much hat out of the bag. But as y'all know, I am an up-and-coming mother freaking rock star. And Zane kind of agreed to do some stuff with me. So I ain't going to let the cat out the bag. But let's just say, yeah, Trey Love is making his mother-flipping move out here, baby. Having a good time. All right. Now, let's get back to the subject at hand. I don't know if y'all having as much fun as me, but we talking about the masturbation show, baby. It's a masturbation show. Now, Shaquise, you still on the line with me, baby girl?
I'm here.
Okay, did you have another masturbation story? I don't know if you or my sister, one of y'all had a story y'all wanted to tell. Was it you, darling?
You know, I had plenty of stories. Me, personally, I don't think your sister want to, you know, go that far because you brother, you know, she keeping it cool.
But I'll
jump in there. Yeah, actually, I've been doing this since I was about 12. once I found out what the powers of clitoris had, it was a done deal for me. It was
let me say something real quick. I want to say this to the family. Ladies, you know what? Ladies, y'all have the most, y'all body parts sound like the most beautiful things in the world. See, we only got one thing, fellas. I'm going to explain to you. See, the women, you know what they have? Fellas, I want you to listen to this. Ladies, y'all have breasts. Oh, don't that sound good? Ladies, y'all have hips. Oh, don't that sound good? Ladies, y'all have ass. Don't that sound good? And then last but not least, the fully loaded, fully equipped 2011 clitoris. Don't that sound like a brand new car? I'm saying, don't it sound like a brand new car? When you drive around in a clitoris, I know I would. I'm gonna be like, hey, look, I'm gonna need that 2011 clitoris. I'm trying to buy that up off you. Don't steal my idea, nobody, because I can see somebody now. Next week, Toyota gonna be switching the name Alexis. Talking about, yes, airbags included, SRS. We have this, we have that. Get your 2011 clitoris, yes. And I'm just gonna say, ladies, straight up, I do.
Right.
I want all my women to know that. I love your clitoris. Your clitoris is actually, I hope that every woman listening right now, except my sister, and if my kids are listening, don't listen. Cut the radio off if my kids are listening. And then the women that are related to me, too. I got a few cousins. Y'all ain't allowed to listen either. But to the rest of you ladies, I want to say, seriously, I have a very, very deep, deep ingrained affection for your clitoris. I've seen all types. I've seen some big ones. I've seen some small ones. I've seen some heavy ones, you know what I'm saying? I've seen some pretty ones. I've seen some not-so-pretty ones. But I love them all the same. I love them all the same. All right, is my sister back on the line? Jay, where you at? I don't think my sister won't even want to talk to me no more. My cousin just hit me on Facebook, like, I don't even know if I'm related to you. What's up, cuzzo? I see you out there, Chanel, in Chicago. Please don't tell me, I hope that my aunt is not listening. Aunt La Maria, if you're listening, I am so not sorry for being your bad nephew. I can't help it. This is how I am. I'm your mother's child. Okay, Jade, I got word that you're back. What's up? I'm your sister.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby. You sound good.
Okay, yeah. Now, what are you saying? I'm sorry. I accidentally hung up.
What you over there doing? Masturbating? No, I'm just...
No. No, I'm not.
She accidentally heard on the phone. She was playing. Jay, stop playing with yourself. You got radio today.
Oh.
Oh,
I know
wow.
I know you're tired of me, like, my bro.
I've been doing it for so long that I have an addiction to fingers. And the best part about my dude, he's a guitar player. So he might have plucked my strings real well. The thing about it
for,
you know, people go, well, how do you do that? I want meat. You know what? One thing about a man, he's going to have that day where it's just not going to go. It's not going to get up. He's going to be stressed, anything. But see, them
fingers,
they're going to always stay stiff. You know, but you got to
think
about
it. I wonder what day that is, because I'll be ready.
You got to be realistic, Trey. That can happen. It can happen.
I'm going to say this. I have yet to have that experience. I don't know what it is. I'm a walking hormone.
And
you know what?
And
I know I offend some ladies. I offend some of my lady friends, too, because they even be my friends, and I be like, I'm sorry that my penis is on your thigh. It's not my fault. You shouldn't be fine. Get away from me. I apologize. And I'm single, too.
See,
so you know, well, not for long.
The thing about it is, though, if you have a woman that loves you, and if that day so happens, and you utilize your fingers or a toy or something, she's going to love you just the same as you're using your back. You know, that's the thing.
Let me say this, and I'm going to keep it 110. If the day comes where I can't use my my blessing, I like the way I said that. I tripped myself out with that one. When the day, because you know what, I do know that it comes for all men. I swear, I keep hearing it from these old men. I'm still young and sexy, so I'm using my blessing. But the day comes when my blessing, when I can't use my blessing, I'm gonna say this to the lady straight up: whoever my woman is gonna be lucky, cause my tongue work good, baby. You know what I'm saying? I get down there. You understand what I'm saying? You heard
me? And that's what I have endured. And that's what I have endured. Where he just had a day. And the fingers kicked in. I got a million toys. See, all that stuff don't matter. And I like to get bit anyway. So when he bites my 2011 Clitoris with that 3,000 and then power drive, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's wonderful for me. That's wonderful. I mean, you know, you got to know how to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You got to improvise.
Improvise.
You know?
No,
and you know,
honestly, it's ingenuity.
And I'm just, you know, just honestly, today in today's society and things like that, if you're single, I mean, it is one of those beautiful things that you do use to sustain between, you know, relationships, because to be honest with you, it's not the way that times are. It's not good to be having casual sex. It's just not healthy. So, having toys and fingers and what have you, I mean, you know, forget what people think or whatever the case may be, but that is actually the safest and healthiest way to go until you're in a monogamous relationship where you can kind of let your sexuality flow with someone that you trust.
Okay, can I agree to disagree? I need to jump in on this. I agree and I disagree.
It's not safe to have casual sex. You're right, baby. It's not the 70s. It's not the 60s.
Ladies, y'all gonna let me jump in because I got something to say on this particular junkie right here. Straight up, this is how I feel about it when it comes to having sex. Okay, yeah, I'm a man and I'm man enough to be honest enough to not lie and pretend as if I do not masturbate. I masturbate. I enjoy masturbating. Masturbating is a beautiful thing. See, the beauty of it is, even the girls that you think you didn't give me none, you gave me some. I took it. If I wanted you, I got you. I don't even need you, because if I want you, baby, I got you. Because all I got to do is put your picture up and have you. But with that being said, And this is the God's honest truth, and I'm getting ready to go. No, I ain't going to go into song on this subject, because the next song I got is a sweet song, and I got to clean it up to go into my next song. So we're going to chop it up and change the mode before I go into my next song. But, ladies and gentlemen, to be totally honest with you, as a man, and I've talked to other men, and we've discussed this, like, you do get to a point where you get, like, tired of masturbating. Like, if you masturbate, especially like me being on my grind, doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I really don't have time for no day-to-day girlfriend all in my face. Oh, baby, what you doing? Where you going? Oh, F that. Baby, I got stuff to do. I'm trying to put out this album, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do my radio shows, you know what I'm saying? My comedy shows, you know, my sketches and everything. I ain't got time to be sitting up with women. Y'all do require a lot of damn attention. But I'm going to tell you, masturbation in no way, shape, or form takes the place of that, ooh-wee.
I said to sustain you between sexual partners. I didn't say to make it your sexual partner.
Why? You're taking it to a whole other level. What she said.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm saying diseases out there, because the mofos is nasty. Mofos is just nasty.
Mofos.
That's the best thing to do until you get in your monogamous relationship. Fine, you know, do the game, play with with yourself, have your toys. I see where she's coming from. It's too much crap out there. You know, the scariest thing, I'm going to be honest with you. I was talking to a dude on Facebook, not that I was getting at him because I got mine. But homeboy, after he found out I was totally blind, I guess that gave him the leeway to open up the door and say, I have HIV. Well, guess what? Whoa. If I was some weak chick, that could have been me screwing him and be like, oh, baby, let's hook up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of the times people use the STD as a pity party. A pity party with women to try to get them to feel bad for them, and then they'll, but it's happened. It's not the first time I've heard of a guy doing that.
Right, but see,
Say that one more time. He has HIV, and he was giving it to people?
No, what he was
doing.
No,
not saying he was giving it to someone, just saying they'll use their STD as a pity party to get sympathy for women, because we're naturally emotionally wired, and, you know, that's how he probably
acts.
That was his game.
You know what? This is giving me ideas for new show topics, and if some of y'all steal my ideas, I'm gonna bust y'all ass. I'm gonna let you know right now, this is my shit. But I want to discuss because you know people be trying to take stuff from me.
They be biting,
so I'm making sure they know because I'm giving ideas for the show. And next thing you know, they're gonna be like, oh, we doing a show on this. So I'm making sure they know I bust their ass and I call their punk ass out if they steal my shit. But this is another show topic that I'm going to go into now that you guys have brought that up, because personally, and I'm going to say this personally, we all have prejudices. If you knew, okay, I'm going to ask both of you ladies, and I want to go on a song after this. If any of you guys knew a person had, okay, HIV is very extreme, a very extreme STD, because we all know the results of that. You know, rest in peace to every person that has HIV, and I'm going to tell you, I want to put this disclosure out there too, to anyone that has HIV, the Trey Love Show is, and Trey Love himself and everything that I have to do with is praying for you, and this is not anything to make fun of or laugh at, because it's a very dreaded disease, and I'm hurt that it's out there, and like I said, I'm praying for the comfort and for the people that are living with it and living healthy lifestyles. Much love and power to you, and I praise you and I lift you up. But now, with that being said, I want to ask you ladies a question. Imagine if, let's say you dated a gentleman and he had an STD before, be it chlamydia, be it herpes, be it gonorrhea. If a gentleman had an STD before and had one before, but it's, per se, currently cured, would you still date him? I want to pose that question to the ladies.
Herpes is not a before STD. That is luggage. You carry that for life.
For real?
Wow.
No,
yeah. Herpes is not a before STD. You carry that for luggage. That's
STD,
a life. That's what, you know, you have to kind of change your lifestyle around herpes. I had a female friend. I mean, she's still friends with me, but she has herpes. And she explained to me it's really difficult for her to date because she's an honest person, and that's something that she always discloses to someone when she sees it going in that direction where they could become intimate. So,
and you know, here's another thing. And when you talk about masturbation and the STDs, you have to keep your instruments clean. You cannot go playing with yourself with dirty fingers because you can develop a form of herpes with dirty fingers.
Are you
really
serious?
What
yes.
is that, impetigo?
It's not impetigo. It is a form of herpes, though, that you can get with just dirty fingers. I don't know what simplex it is, but your fingers being dirty. So don't let your man just run up his finger bang you with dirty fingers or you touch yourself with dirty fingers because you can develop a form of herpes.
Hmm. I've had a toy before, and I've always put a condom over my dildo. Just
right,
because. I mean, people would laugh that I disclosed that to, but it's just clean. I mean, I put a condom over my dildo. Like, what's the big deal?
Well, you know what? Okay, you may not know this. A lot of women don't know.
Trey, you stop laughing. I'm trying to understand what she's trying to say.
I'm sorry.
Because you said that, Jade. He tickled pink because this sister said it. You know, it's like, so a lot of women don't know this either, that a doctor can tell if you're playing with toys. Because the silicone, I found out the hard way. My doctor said, what I need you to do is put a condom over your toys because forgot the particular word, but the silicone was breaking off inside of me.
Oh, my goodness. That can be dangerous because, you know, plastics and things like that can cause cancer.
This is the best ham show I've ever had in my life.
That's what a lot of women don't know, that a doctor can tell if you're using toys, especially silicone, because the silicone leaves residue inside of you.
Having a cancer history and knowing how plastics have a very adverse reaction with people with the cancer gene, that is something that women really do need to think about, you know?
And a lot of women are allergic to it, too, and don't know it. They're allergic to silicone. They don't know it. And that's the way to find out, too. Well, I was partially allergic to it, plus I had residue, and it showed up on a pap smear.
Wow. That can be devastating.
Yeah, and that's why I'm putting it. It's not that I kept dirty toys or anything. It just rubbed off in me. And
you wash it, of course, but I always still did that because it's just, I mean, think about it. It's sitting in a drawer. It's getting dust, whatever the case may be. It might fall on the floor. You rinse it or wash it off. But plastic still has pores at the same time. They still have pores just like skin. So things can get trapped in those pores. So just to be on the safe side, I always did it my own personal chain of thought. No one advised me to do it. It was just like that was my personal, you know, hygiene.
Yeah,
so any woman that's decent with hygiene, which I felt should think about that.
Right. Well, I do it now, too, anyway, because finding out that I was partially allergic, he's so tickled pink because you said that. You know, I do it now, too.
He still thinks I'm 9 years old, remember?
I see where you're coming from, Jay, with that one, but a lot of women didn't know that, so I thought that's why I'm putting it out there. That's why I put the stuff out there about the GL coccyx muscle, because a lot of women don't know that. That's why I say some women do squirt a secretion, but some women squirt urine, too. And it just varies between women to
women. But sometimes it's mixed, too. Sometimes it is mixed.
Of course, because that's your natural lubrication. Some women secrete more than others. Like the average man don't know that each tablespoon, but the average man actually nets at least 2 tablespoons. They really don't know that, but it's really 2 tablespoons, and each tablespoon has 7 calories in it. So, yes, there is some. There is protein in that. Yes, there
y'all
is.
Y'all really turning me. Y'all turning me. All Jay Closure is. All right, ladies, let me go ahead and take control back. Let me get a little bit of the control back. First of all, I want to say to Carla, EOTM Simpson, Stacy, Izzy. I'm trying to think of all the EOTM names I could think of real quick. Who else we got on EOTM? Give me a second, because I got to shout all these people out, man, because I ain't got nothing but love in my heart, mind, body, and soul for the whole entire EOTM family. Ron, I think it's Ron. Let me get some names. Carly, give me some names real quick. Type me in the names, because I'm going to make sure I shout out everybody that's anything to do and affiliated with my family, the EOTM family, church. I'm waiting, y'all, because we getting ready to go in the song. Jimmy, Stacy, everybody, all y'all, Tawanda. Yo, this Trey Love shouting y'all out. I'm going to say this again. Carla, EOTM, Simpson, Jimmy, Stacy, Tawanda, Ron, Mark, the whole EOTM family. This your boy, Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy Melody. I ain't got none but love for y'all. Say two, I ain't got none but love for y'all. Izzy, you take care of that beautiful baby of yours. I ain't got none but love for y'all, EOTM Radio. This is your boy forever, Trey Love. And we're going to go ahead and take the song, because I'm going to tell you what I like to do. When I'm getting my game on, you know what I'm saying, I'm handling my business and I'm on the court scoring these points like Jordan, baby, I'll be whipping my head back and forth. So y'all catch me live 2011, baby. Be on the lookout for my single.
Back and whip on her and just take them off.
that little beautiful child out here taking over. She took over 2010, man. I know y'all seen her shining, man, doing her thing. That's my niece, y'all, Willow Smith. I'm lying. I wish it was my niece. My last name is Smith, though. I am legend, and my name is Trey, and I love and I will Smith out this B.I. I want to say straight up, shout out to that young lady. So happy for her and the amazing success. 100,000 downloads, I think, the first week, y'all, on iTunes. So, you know, let's pray for what I'm doing, y'all. God has blessed me to be able to take my comedy career to another level. Y'all, I'm going to be an entertainer. I ain't going to even tell you. People like, Trey, what you doing? You rapping? You singing? This and that. I ain't going to tell y'all nothing. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and check it out February 14th and find out when everybody else. So, welcome back to the Straight Love Radio Show. Go ahead, baby. Sure.
Oh, yeah, I just looked on Facebook, and I saw that you put a comment out there saying how many ladies put condoms on their dildos, and I looked at the responses, and it kind of amazed me that our women are not that educated on their the inside of their vagina clean. It is a very, it's like an open sore, so to speak. It's like if you get a tongue ring, you know, that's a constant open sore. You do have to, it is very precious. You do have to be careful. Even your toys, like, oh, is my dildo cheating on me? No, it's not, but it has four skin, so.
You know what, Jay, that's probably not their mindset. Their mindset is mine is going inside of me, so it's my germ. They probably think of that. That's probably their mindset. You know what I'm saying? People don't know how to think outside of me. Me personally, I'm going to tell you why I never use condoms, because in my box, I have the sterile obstetric wipes, which are antibacterial wipes. So I use them every time before I put my toys inside of me. But that's not what triggers. See, what happened was, I keep mine clean. That's how I keep mine clean. And then I go to the bathroom when I finish with my
face. You're so giggly, like a little teenage boy. You're like, I can't hear half of what you're saying. My mother's about to pass out over there.
I go in the bathroom and use the antibacterial soap on them and clean them real good and put them back in whatever they came out of.
That's exactly what I do, too. I use antibacterial.
Right.
Face guard, actually. It's the only FDA-approved soap.
Right. And see, some places have the cleaners for the toys and stuff. I don't particularly use those. I just use the hand soap or whatever, the antibacterial soap, and I use the obstetric wipes.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know what? A lot of women don't use them. Now, a lot of women are allergic to condoms, too.
You know, they may have polyurethane, or you can get
Ladies, not to even get off subject. I want y'all to stay directly on subject, but I have to give a shout out. I must give a shout out because my friend and attorney, Tyria Clark, let me go to her page real quick. And no, we got to get back on the subject, but I want to make sure I give a shout out because we've been discussing some things. We're actually working on doing some business together. And black people, I don't think, have taken the time to realize how much we do need attorneys. And this young lady is a black female attorney, and I know over there entrepreneurs on the moves, y'all queens of internet radio, y'all need to hook up with my home girl and use her for different aspects of law, because you know when it comes to support, we have to support each other, and a black female attorney is a rarity. It's a beautiful thing. I'm so glad to have her as my friend, and I'm gonna tell you guys, she is the one who put all the paperwork together for Gilroy Entertainment. So that's a big shout out to Atiria Clark. Make sure you guys check her out on Facebook, AtiriaClark. That's Atiria Clark. She is a full-fledged attorney, a black female attorney in the Los Angeles area, y'all, and she does my personal business for me. So with that being said, let's get back to playing with that penis or that puss.
Hey, now, just as I was saying, sweetie, is it some people's mindset aren't there. Now, what I know now, guess what? I started using the rubbers on them. Now, what I know, like you say, it's sitting up, it's gathering items and stuff. But
and, you know, I think it's like 90 or 80% of dust is dead skin cells. Whoever's been in your home, you know.
Right. That's it. And people don't realize how many skin flakes are in their bed alone. A lot of women, you know how women go to bed with no drawers on? And you're like, oh, that's not, you cover that thing up. you know.
Yeah, it is. I saw that on Doctors a few weeks ago. It isn't. They say it's not sanitary to go to sleep in the buff.
Right.
I'm just saying they say it. I don't, you know, because that's what they
say. Hold on. I got to cut y'all off because I sleep butt naked each and every single night. I can't wear clothes in bed.
And poor Yo-Yo is rolling over on your dingleberries. Poor baby.
I'm going to need you to hush.
Interesting. Personally, if you choose to, I mean, it just depends. To me, you know, the scene what I got from that show, it's like wash your sheets more often if you're not going to wear clothes to sleep. But it's not the most sanitary thing not to wear clothes
to sleep. Oh, my dingleberry.
And then, you know, another thing, you know what it is, Jay? People don't realize that they take baths, and when they take baths, a lot of times the dead skin rolls off. And then when they go to bed, they haven't completely dried their back good, or they haven't dried their legs or feet well. You got dead skin cells falling off in your bed. People don't realize that. You clean, but you got dead skin rolling off of you. So now what? The cootie cat got dead skin stuck to
it. Yeah, and just in your, I mean, most people tend to handle their business in the bed. So if they bring that to bed with them, you know, and it's not protected, then they have all that dead skin. You know, they're basically shoveling it inside of themselves.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm trying to masturbate. Y'all blowing my eye.
It's okay to be a sexual being. I mean, this is one facet of people's lives. People are very diverse. And I don't mean to be more than a sexual habit. This is just a part of, you know, I mean, if you're going to educate yourself, make sure that you're doing the right and properly. You don't want to be going to the doctor about some random, I don't know, bacteria diagnosis. And you're like, I don't see it anymore. That you shove some dirty dildo in your crotch. You know what I mean?
Right.
That you're going to do it right. It's just like, you know, just like you need to educate yourself on having sex with a partner, you do need to educate yourself with having sex with yourself.
Masturbate. Right.
So I could take classes on how to masturbate?
They have seminars and things like that for women. They have couples seminars. I don't know about men by themselves, but they do have seminars and things like that. Yes.
Another thing, too, that a lot of people don't realize either, do not brush your teeth prior to sex either. Because
the cuts in your gums make you more vulnerable to
y'all tripping. Y'all are really, really tripping. You trying to tell me that every time, because see, hold on. Let me say this, ladies. I'm going to say this. The reason why I do get action, and I want to say this to the brothers out there, if you ain't getting no action, I'm going to tell you straight up, make sure that you are well-groomed, fellas. Make sure you smell good. Make sure you right, because that's the honey that attracts the bees, fellas. If you want the lady, you got to be right. And I'll be damn. I'm listening to y'all. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong, but what I'm tripping on is y'all seriously telling me that before sex, when I'm getting ready and I know I'm finna get down and I'm getting in the shower and I'm washing my entire body, getting it ready so she can kiss and lick me everywhere I need to be licked, touched, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You telling me not to brush my teeth before I get down?
It's a difference. You've been with her, so I'm sure by now you neither one of you have anything. But if this is a new ongoing relationship.
What you talking about? No.
I
got a lot of stuff. I'm just playing. That's funny.
When we open up that little pamphlet inside the dish box, it's your name, huh?
Oh, shut up. You are nasty. She's nasty. Listen to her nasty self. A little nasty girl.
No, for real, though. But honestly, this is if it's somebody oncoming, somebody new, because you're cutting, you know, a lot of people cut their gums. A lot of people don't really take care of their teeth too well. So they might have the gum bleeding, the gingivitis or whatnot. And you're giving head and stuff, you're putting yourself at risk. And a lot of people are not using dental dams. People that we call that the sex packet, the saran wrap or a dental dam. Is we place it over the clitoris and you get your munch on, you know. But a lot of people are, like she said, is not educating themselves. It ain't about penis to vagina contact anymore. It's about masturbation. We're talking about masturbation. You gotta know how to properly do what you're doing. You really have to know what you're doing.
It's an organ, you know, and if it's like anything, like your heart, lungs, liver, whatever, it is your penis and your vagina is an organ. And if you don't take care of it properly, it will shut down on you. And
Right, and that's exactly it. It is an organ to be protected. Like you said, it's an open sore. It's very gentle. It does not get air. It's not getting any air, so it really doesn't have the protection like the penis does. You know, the penis is made to be beat up on. You know, the vagina is really
hell
really
yeah.
Not.
Hell yeah. Wait, say that one more time. What you supposed to do with the penis?
Beat it up.
Woo! Hey, but see, the difference is, that's another disagreement I got, ladies, because I'm going to tell you, when I get inside I have testimonials, I have resumes, I have references. You can ask the women that have been blessed enough to engage in what Trey Love is. I beat pussy up. Do you hear me?
I'm not into big old fat collects. I could take a little one, because see, with the little ones, you don't gag on them. You can please it just right if you want to go anal. I don't know big old fat collects, you know.
If you handle your business good, you won't be gagging long. Because to be honest with you, if you gag just right, I'm coming hard. Because I love that gagging sound, Church.
Well, you know something about you and your little gagging. You're right about that. But I don't want to gag. I don't want to feel it all in my back. I don't want to do all that. I just don't want to, but I know.
Hold on, killer.
I am well trained in deep throating, but I do not prefer to do it. Get it right. I know how to slide the thackalack. I know how to angle my mouth and slide the thackalack between my tonsils. I know how to do this.
Okay. All I'm going to say is we got about 15 minutes left. Listen, callers.
I'm just saying one thing. Let me say this. What you know about a blind woman what you know about a blind woman getting X5 and she can't drive it? That's all I got to say.
Okay, with that being said, to the entire family, I want to say this. Izzy, I see your message. I am about to freaking cry right now. Because, family, I am seriously feeling an emotion right now. And it's because this is the second to the last show of Trey Love on the EOTM radio show. I'm literally sitting here like damn near about to cry because I am going to miss you all. Izzy, I just got to message. Thank you. And to the whole EOTM family, I just gave y'all a shout-out. Carla, Jimmy, Ron, Stacy, Saytu, it's been a wonderful, blissful year. You all, and Carla, thank you for letting me talk all the crap I've been talking and giving me a space to be able to share my voice with you people. I'm going to miss you guys. But let me tell you, just because I won't be doing this particular radio show does not mean that we are not still love and we're not still going to work together. Because, see, I'm the type of person, I like to keep long-term relationships. This is only the beginning of something in the future. So what I pray for and what I ask for right now and I'm looking forward to from myself and for EOTM 2011 is better days. Go ahead and kick it, Carla. Take us to some jokes.
Thank you.
To the last show on EOTM Radio, the Trey Love Show. We got this one we finna round out. We gonna go on and kick next week, and then that's gonna be it. But EOTM still is and always will be my family. I have long-term relationships. I don't make short-term friendships. If I'm your friend, I'm your friend for life and forever. That's how I roll, you know. It's about moving on, forgiving, loving, and caring. I'm a bit emotional right now because I have really had a blast doing this radio show with y'all every week. So, got to get the mood back up. I ain't going to pull it down. We're going to keep it up, baby. We're going to go on and take it out next week and have a funeral because I'm going to be sad next week. Ooh, I'm crying. Not next week. I'm going to just be through. All right, ladies and gentlemen, where my girls at? I still got my girls on the line.
Yeah,
Jay Bird and Shaquise, where y'all at?
I'm here.
What about your kids? You still here? You masturbating?
I'm here. No, my son in the bed. I can't. My son in here, so I can't. You know.
Oh, you nasty. His little ears here and everything you said, child. His little ears is like.
Okay. No, he's taking a nap.
I want Carla to comment. I ain't heard nothing from Carla all day. Night Rider been hiding. Night Rider, say something, baby. Say something, baby. We ain't got for 10 minutes left in the show. Say something, baby. Chime in for a minute.
Yeah.
How you going to run the board?
Hey, love. Hey. I'm actually,
what's up, girl?
I'm over here just giggling, just enjoying, enjoying all Trey Love. You know how we do it. Great stuff. I just always just happen to be running your board.
I appreciate it. So you're somewhat. I ain't gonna say that because I don't need you. Nobody to be beating me up. But ladies, I mean, if she's running my board, she's kind of playing with my stuff.
You know what? I know who your woman is, and she will whoop you down. So you better watch.
I know. Hey. You know what's funny? You want to know what's funny, y'all? I'm going to tell you, family, all jokes aside, ever since me and Yolanda started our engagement and everything, people been, like, tripping. Like, I've had girls, like, wanting, like, coming all up on me, talking about, yeah, I see you messing with Yo-Yo now. Everybody in there, and the rest of us, oh, we ain't good enough for you now. You got your little Grammy-nominated gorgeous. I'm like, yes, I do.
What?
And I'm going to say this. Last week's show was opportunities versus loyalty, and I'm going to be honest. There's one young lady, I can't say her name because of our privacy. But this young lady has been down with me for plenty of years, has supported me, has taken care of me financially and done so many things for me and pushed and uplifted Lewis Trey Love Smith in my career. She's been down, she's been my bottom. And loyal, yeah, because when I get a check, I'm going to pay her back. But opportunist, baby, I got Yo-Yo. I'm sorry. I ain't even going to lie. That's like Martin Lawrence said, buffing floors. Working at the radio. Remember that episode, y'all? Buffing floors. Okay. A regular chick is yo-yo. I think I'm going with my yo-yo. Woo! Because, I ain't got nothing to say. It's blissful. All right, y'all. Look, we got, like, about 5 minutes before we have to take it home. So, Keith, I want you to talk to the people, tell the people what's going on with you, tell them where they can find you on Facebook. I know you're not in the entertainment business, but it's people like you, Shaquise, that keep Trey Love alive and keep me breathing. And to you, my sister, I want to say sincerely, I have nothing but love in my heart, mind, body, and soul for you. And thank you for calling in to my show and spicing it up and making it is what it is. Because it wouldn't be what it is without you, lady. And that's real talk. That's Chuck.
Oh,
real.
Thank you. I'm sorry that I came along so late into your radio show, but the times that I have showed up, it has been an awesome, awesome deal. I'm not just nasty on my page. I'm a very inspirational person. I believe in talking to your mind while you're at work. If you want to look me up, it's Shaquise says Merry Christmas. That's Shaquise says Merry Christmas at Facebook. I'm there. I'm talking to you. I'm there for you. I will pray for you. I pray for people all day long. Trey will tell you what's on my page.
That's right.
I believe in talking to your minds. I'm a low key nasty person, but the thing about it is, when you're at work or when you're at play, I want you to come on my page and read something decent. A lot of people get up on Facebook and gripe and moan, my man is my baby daddy. That, you know, it ain't about that. It's about uplifting our people. It's about you hearing about my day with my son. Like today, somebody ridiculed me because I have him doing homework while he's on vacation. Well, guess what? My child needs to read and do math every day. You know, that's the only way he can stay on top. You know, and that's pretty sad when another black person ridicules you for keeping your head, your child's head in the books. That's
sad. I appreciate you for that, lady, and you keep doing what you do. So my sister, real quick, Jay, go on and get a family about 2 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be able to find y'all. This is my sister. This is my flesh and blood sister. Ain't no joke. This is Jay Smith. Jay Love Smith, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting the whole family down. Jay, go on and get you a couple minutes in because I got to make a few announcements before I close this show out. So go on and chop something up real quick for the family, Jay.
Oh, for the family? Well, just it is that time of year, and, you know, the 31st is our late grandmother's, Rose's, birthday. So I just, in case I forget, I do want to give a shout-out to her, my mom's mom, of course. I just want to say, you know, again, thank you to EOTM Radio for allowing this to happen. It's a lot of things that we touch bases on in these past few weeks. And, you know, it may seem funny or, you know, or goofy or whatever the case may be, but, you know, at the same time, our people do need to know these things. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I just want to say thank you, God bless, and I'm glad that our family is listening to also see another side of my brother and myself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before
Jay,
I take it home.
With you on Facebook.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay. Y'all need to hook up. Yeah, yeah.
I said I'm a hook up.
Oh, yeah. I'm just Jade Smith. I'm nothing fancy. I'm not an entertainer, so I don't have, like, some fancy stage name or anything like that.
Let me tell you how it is.
I'm the Joe Jackson. I got everybody in the business. I got my sister on radio. I got my brother in the studio doing rehearsals. And my girlfriend, I'm Baby Yo-Yo, so I'm Ike Turner, too. I told Yo-Yo the other day, I said, baby, now look here. I ain't got time to be playing with you. We got Chicago in the morning. We got New York. Now Yolanda, I'm going to need you. I hope don't nobody hear this. Ice Cube will shoot me. Ice Cube, I know you didn't hear that. He's shooting me like, what? I told you. Anyway, before I take it home, I just want to say to the entire family, two great Grammy-nominated super rap star, friend of mine, lady I love and adore, Yo-Yo, to her sister, my manager, Break It Down Management, to the entire, from head to toe, top to bottom, EOTM Radio family, from Carla to Say to Izzy to Jimmy to Ron to, I'm going to make sure I get all these names out, to Ron to Wanda, all y'all. I want to say nothing but trade love to each and every one of you. Thank you for this opportunity. I've enjoyed this ride, and I want to say to everybody, I'm a dreamer. I was born to dream. I see things beyond what you think I see. I've had vision in my life to know that one day I would be a millionaire. One day I would be an icon of an entertainer. This is a seed that I planted, a seed that's planted inside me, and I push and pursue every single day of my life and my being to entertain the masses. That's what God puts me on this earth to do. I have made you laugh, family. I have made you think. I have made you see me. I have entertained you in so many ways. Prepare to be Trey Love in an entirely different way. February 14th, ladies and gentlemen, I will be performing my song, I'ma Rock Her, live in Las Vegas. Go to my Facebook page, Lewis Trey Love Smith, for details. Pay attention, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm taking my career and my life to an entirely different level. I am an example to the kids in the ghetto, to the kids that ain't in the ghetto, to the people that don't think you can do something, to the people that think you're too old, to the people that think you're too young, to the people that think they're less fortunate. I am a man standing here right now today, and I could go through my story and give you all the excuses, but you know what? I will never give you an excuse, because Trey Love does not know how to quit, and I'm going to take this to the top, and I guarantee I'm going to win an Oscar, and I'm going to be Granny. I'm going to get a Grammy out this game. Y'all going to see me, baby. Trust me. Church, I guarantee that. And all the way to take it home, y'all. Much love to the whole family, man. Y'all see me later, man. Yo, you can never play with my yo-yo. Go on and take me to the crib on Carla. Peace. Trey Love Show is over here, baby. We out of here.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, with me. Yo, yo, but I'm about to be played like I play by Mattel. But this yo, yo, with legs, I'm woman and nail. I'm all about a right up into the water. But I aren't the period to handle any male, any time, any rhyme, any flow, any show. And if you ask my producer, tell me why
you
know. The earrings I wear are for the dolphins. Check the blue.
tomorrow.